This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Counting down the days until the November 5th election, Donald Trump mincing no words when discussing special counsel investigating him for trying to overturn the 2020 election. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Trump saying if reelected, getting rid of Jack Smith would be, quote, one of the first things addressed. Later, even calling for him to be thrown out of the country. After nearly 2 years of investigating, Smith has brought over 40 charges against Trump. If elected, they will almost certainly all be dismissed.
Kamala Harris will be in Houston tonight, campaigning with Beyonce and Willie Nelson. Lyle and Eric Menendez, the brothers who killed their parents in 1989, could be getting out of prison soon. The Los Angeles District Attorney recommending new sentencing based on their age. The first World Series featuring five MVPs set for tonight in Los Angeles, Dodgers and Yankees. The MVPs are the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, and the Yankees' Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. High in-person absentee voter turnout caused unprecedented challenges for election officials in Wisconsin. For more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Early voting in Wisconsin kicked off with unprecedented enthusiasm. Almost 100,000 people cast their ballots on the first day, causing unexpected challenges that went into day two of early voting. The massive turnout exceeded the 2020 opening day by more than 22%. Lines have been seen in red and blue areas, and to speed things up, the Wisconsin Elections Commission is working on server upgrades. They also say they're allowing local clerks to write when printing is problematic.
In La Crosse, on the first day of early voting, more than 900 ballots were cast, an increase of over 200 from the 2020 presidential election. You can find your polling location and election information now at civicmedia.us/vote. With the election less than 2 weeks away, campaigns are stepping up their appearances in Wisconsin, especially for those running in the presidential election. La Crosse will get a visit from Jill Biden and Gwen Walz on Monday, the first time that the two have appeared at a campaign event together. Walz was in La Crosse last month ahead of the presidential debate, while Biden has not yet visited the Cooley region in her several trips to Wisconsin. No other details have yet to be announced by the Harris-Walz campaign. A death investigation in Buffalo County turned up much more than what was initially reported. According to a release, 71 animals, including 58 cats and 13 dogs, were found in a Fountain City mobile home where deputies found the body of a 57-year-old woman on Wednesday. County and state officials said that they estimated the woman died around 6 weeks ago and are doing an autopsy. Investigators took a man living at the home into custody while the animals were taken to different animal shelters. Deputies visited the home originally to serve an eviction notice. For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers, Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny, started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football, Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night, they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30 at 6-0. The Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend, positivity psychologist and life coach, Kira Sabin, joins us for a whole hour. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I think I finally got those numbers in my head.
You got that imprinted.
Yeah, it took a while. But anyway, it's Friday, and good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You said it. It's Friday.
Yeah, man. You're going to go to any Halloween parties? You do that anymore?
No, I've never been a big Halloween guy.
No,
not it's funny. Either. You look like a Halloween guy.
Well, you know, my
that was a joke.
Not to draw attention to it, because I don't want that. But my birthday is the day before Halloween, so that's kind of always chilled the Halloween spirit a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, really, man? So even when you were a kid, you weren't a big Halloween guy, trick or treat guy?
Yeah, I mean, every kid loves trick or treat.
Yeah. it's Friday. That means that other guy is here.
My mother was super puritanical, and she thought we couldn't go out begging. So I didn't ever go on the trick-or-treat route. I always felt badly about that. But
So by now you know who that is, the one and only Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to go out trick-or-treating. Finally.
You know, Sandy, we got a lot to talk about this morning, as always.
Yeah, the clock is ticking down. There's,
10 days, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the, in the twinkling of an eye, it was 60 days. But the frightening thing about that is, I remember just saying, hey, it was 60 days out. What happened to the 50 days?
Well, I'll tell you this, though. There are people who said that when Kamala got the nomination so late in the game that it was like too late in the game. And it's been forever, it's gone quickly, but we can't even remember clearly when it was that Joe Biden was the probable contender and Kamala Harris is, the public has learned plenty. I think one lesson we can get from this is that 90 days is plenty of time to run a presidential election, and having these presidential elections run for years is kind of a horror that we've inflicted upon ourselves. Lots of other countries have very constrained time periods, like 90 days.
Sandy, you are absolutely correct, because I remember so well us having the conversation and people saying it was too late to change horses in the middle of the stream.
Yeah.
And so even I got to thinking, well, how is she going to be able to do this? But you're right. Now all this has been exposed, but it's never going to change because there's too much money.
Lots of money. A lot of money here. And the fact is that, you know, everyone knew who Donald Trump was 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. So, I mean, you know, anybody running against Trump, other than someone who'd been in office for a long period of time, was going to have an issue. But Kamala's been out there, right? And the interesting thing has been to watch Republicans try and paint the administration as being the Kamala Harris administration the last 3 years, but they aren't trying to attribute to Michael Pence everything good that happened, or to the extent there were good things that happened under Donald Trump. No one's saying, yeah, that was Michael Pence. In fact, you see comparisons of administrations, and it's the Republicans run a picture of Donald Trump. They call it the Trump administration, and then they have the Biden-Harris administration, as if the vice president under Biden has played a role materially different than the vice president under Donald Trump did. You know, Michael Pence was somebody who was the vice president, just as Kamala Harris is vice president.
You know, Sandy, there are so many people who are saying that the media has been culpable in the way it's handled Vice President Harris and how it's handled Donald Trump. For instance, trying to hold her to everything that she says, holding her foot to the fire, her feet to the fire.
Right.
You said, and you changed. And this is both CNN, this is MSNBC. These are outlets that would even skew to the left, but they have been on top of trying to make sure that they didn't give her any break for fear that Republicans are going to say, hey, you're throwing on marshmallows.
Well, but the point is, the person who gets marshmallows is Donald Trump. Donald Trump says everything, okay? I guess he shoots with a blunderbuss, you know, a blunderbuss being these kind of shotgun-like weapons that were used in old warfare that shot out many, many pellets, some of which did damage and some of which didn't. But Donald Trump is a blunderbuss, and he talks about everything, talks about every side of everything, says everything. He's the father of IVF, whatever that means. Nobody asks him all about that. The fact is that he's always claimed to be the victim, and somehow it's sunk in to the extent that the media has trouble holding his feet to the fire and has no trouble whatsoever with someone who's actually an adult who speaks succinctly about policy and describes policies. And you're right. I think that it's the gaslighting. Donald Trump wants to claim the media's after him in an unfair way, when in fact, if you looked at what the media does, they actually hold Kamala's feet to the fire and they let Donald Trump have a free ride.
So, Sandy, before we get into all that, Calvin, if you'll be so kind, there is a text message that I think you can read, if you will.
Yeah, we got Steven on Facebook saying, Trump set the bar so low that media sane washes whatever babbling thing he says, but in general, it boils down to money in politics because Democrats always hold their representatives accountable before Republicans do. When they do something corrupt or break the law, they don't put the same pressure on them to resign, like George Santos. Look how long that took for the House on the Republican side to kick him out. Democrats' model of Frank made Franken resign for some BS. See the difference in stand.
You know, and so before we get any further, we just want to let you know that we're going to be joined by Senator Ron Johnson in the 9 o'clock hour. And so, that's going to be happening today. Let's go to the phone lines and David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. And I just wanted to throw a couple things out there. If you remember, a number of years ago now, when we had 51 intelligence officials that went on record, a written statement to Congress that said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Did anybody get fired from that? Absolutely not. And the question is, Harris just had a town hall meeting. David Axelrod said her answers were, it was a word, city salad.
Oh my. Wait, well, David, first, well, you've called before we got to a subject matter other than to talk broadly, but word salad. I just think if we're talking word salad, you could hardly try to attack Kamala Harris for word salad when you've got Donald Trump, who's got his is chopped salad, okay, which is even in finer pieces. And if you want to talk about intelligence issues, the Robert Mueller report didn't vindicate Donald Trump. It simply said they didn't have grounds that could serve as a basis for prosecution. But there is plenty of evidence associated with contacts with both the Ukrainian and Russian folks that smells to high heaven. Now, the Biden's son issue is Biden's son. Okay, it's not Joe Biden. So you know we're just talking apples and oranges here. And you know you've called with a talking point, but it has nothing to do with Kamala Harris.
Well, again, she had a town hall. Maria Shriver was the moderator, and she told the audience that all the questions have been predetermined, that none of the audience members had a chance to ask a question. She actually said that. And so when she gave her answer.
David, just stop. Do you want us to run the video and audio of one of Donald Trump's town hall meetings? I mean, are you willing to sit for 2 hours and listen to the nonsense? Should we talk about Arnold Palmer? Should we talk about the cats and dogs? Should we talk about, I mean, you know, really, let's talk about policies. Let's not talk about style, because you don't have someone, I mean, his style is apparently working for some folks, but it's not a style that's defensible. I'm surprised that people who have to look in the mirror when they shave in the morning can do it and stand up and justify his processes, all right? I understand what he stands for. He's an anti-establishment populist politician, and he struck a chord amongst a lot of people. But I'm surprised that you want to make this a personality test.
Well, it's not a personality test. It's just the reality is that if you look at what she's been doing, we've been putting her on like a different plane. I understand it. She can definitely speak better than Donald Trump. However, what's bothersome, and Cassandra brought it up yesterday on Earl's show, is that you're not getting the real, you're getting a repeat narrative. Like she's just not telling what she's actually thinking.
Let's go down some issues. Has she talked about what she's going to do to promote affordable housing? Yes. Has she talked about actual policies associated with it? Yes. Has she talked about how it is that she wants to exercise the antitrust laws in order to affect price gouging? Yes. Has she? I mean, she's talked specifics about many things. Does she say them repeatedly? Yes. Well, how many is she supposed to dream up new issues every day? Donald Trump does that.
So, again, with the $25,000 housing, that's going to increase costs.
Hey, Dave. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. It's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host Sandy Williams and you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Social Security is the backbone of the American retirement system. Yeah, 401ks and IRAs are very important. And yes, I talk about them a lot, and I definitely want you to have them. But Social Security supports most Americans in retirement and is an essential lifeline for tens of millions more. I love Social Security because it is so simple. You work hard, you pay in, and then you get your money back when you need it to make your golden years better. There's a conservative agenda out right now that's going to add between $7.5 and $15 trillion to the national debt. Ballooning national debt is, I think, the biggest threat to Social Security that there is. We want less national debt and a better funded Social Security program. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Dean Martin.
Nope. And a fellow Italian, Perry Como.
He sounds like Dean Martin.
I know he does.
Man, I would have taken a bet that that's Dean Martin.
Yeah, this guy wears cardigan sweaters.
Yeah, I know who Perry Como was or is.
Was, I think.
Yeah, Perry Como's got to be almost a was.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. It's Friday. It means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy. I'm sending the music.
Well, today it's a combination of optimism. I think we should all have to reestablish an optimistic outlook regardless. And two, some of it has to do with giving us some walking orders, get out and vote.
All right. We got a lot to talk about, man. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Well, first of all, happy Friday, man. I just love Friday. It's my favorite day of the work week, for sure.
You're retired.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I know. You still love Fridays.
I do lift every day. I promise. and I best get it done before I have lunch made. Anyway, hey, real quick, thanks for taking my call. David from Mequon, I don't get it. And please help me understand. We're hearing almost Armageddon type of warning signs from many within the senior Trump administration. Again, the chief of staff, a gold star general, has warned us about Donald Trump being a fascist. And again, the most flawed individual he's ever met, as well as literally dozens and dozens and dozens of other senior members. And David, you bring up Hunter Biden laptop? he's not running for office. You know, if you want to, you know, get real serious about nepotism and family advantages, you don't have to look further than Jared and Ivanka. My God. You talk about, you know, there's such an unequal reporting of all this stuff. The things that Donald Trump does as routine, they try to barbecue all the opposition on the same exact issue. Finally, you know, we see all these ads, and they do no good but turn off America. We see all these, and you know, they're heavily weighted with transgender stuff and everything else. Well, meanwhile, you know, New York Times and others come out and show examples of that exact same policy that was initiated and put forth by Donald Trump. So again, where is the media? Where is the fact checkers? They're nowhere, or certainly irrelevant. David, help me please understand why Hunter Biden laptop is in the conversation where we're talking about fascists and a potential president of the United States using the military against our own citizens.
Hey Mike, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond to any of that?
Well, I do think that the things that Donald Trump now talks about are dark and foreboding, I believe, because I think that there's plenty of evidence based on the biographers, all the discussion that was had with biographers, testimony of those in sworn testimony before Congress that relate to the January 6th incident, about Donald Trump's instincts, his desire to use the military against American citizens, his desire to control protesters, his desire to shut down media that is negative or asking questions about his policies. This is all very dangerous stuff. And, you know, the opposition can say, oh, that's scare tactics. But, you know, there have been other countries and other times where it would have been very good if people had come forward and said what was happening and described it accurately enough to keep it from happening. And here we have a situation where there are plenty of people who know this person well who are warning us, giving us dire warnings. And we ought to sit up and listen.
Let's go to Charles quickly. Good morning to you, Charles, from Milwaukee. You say what, sir?
Yep, I'll make this real quick. Three quick points. You know, I listen to his supporters. I listen to him. He claims to love and back the blue, but he had no respect for the men and women on January 6th, nor has he apologized for what they went through. He claims to support the military. Any decorated veteran that speaks out against him, he trashes them and claims he's for the veterans. I'll never understand why military people support him. And every chance he gets, he bashes America. Now we're a garbage can. I don't get the love for him. Only thing I can think of is the hate toward people that are black and brown. Well, because that seems to resonate with his supporters.
Well, you know, man, it's pretty clear. Dave had a chance to talk about many other things, but he wants to go back to the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, digging that up, Sandy, and thank you, Charles. I appreciate digging that up. Well,
it's a bright, shiny object is all it is. It's a distraction. It's a desire to talk about something that has no relevance but is scurrilous, okay? It's prurient. It's the kind of stuff that people can get distracted by who love to gossip or love to indulge in conspiracy theories, but it's not something that relates to public policy.
No, I don't think I had completely forgotten about Hunter Biden's laptop. Relevance.
Well, I don't think Hunter Biden forgot about it. But, and Hunter Biden has, you know, been brought to justice. I mean, the guy is going to be sentenced, right?
So, but Sandy, the fact that it's brought up with all of the things that are going on, that somehow is relevant. 855-752-4842. It's Friday. And that means, hey, Calvin, I said today was Tuesday. Heaven forbid. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the way,
Noah in the ark.
Now, what do they do?
What do they do just when everything looks so dark? What do they do? What do they do?
Man, they said you gotta accentuate the positive feeling. Might hit the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't you mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wisconsin's unemployment rates continue to be low, especially in the northern and western parts of the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Preliminary employment estimates for September show Wisconsin with a 2.9% unemployment rate. This is 1.2 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.1%. According to the Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin's labor force increased by 6,700 over the month, achieving a record high number of 3,059,700 employed. This is the fifth straight month of record employment, highlighting the unprecedented number of workers participating in Wisconsin's economy. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
La Crosse County has the fifth lowest unemployment rate in the state at 2.1%. In the La Crosse-Onalaska metro area, unemployment is among the lowest in the state at 2.2%. For the city of La Crosse, unemployment is down a full half point from last year at 2.4%. For the first time in years, the housing market in La Crosse appears to be leveling off. September's report brought much-needed relief to buyers as housing inventory increased and price increases over last month and last year are showing signs of slowing down. The La Crosse Realtor Association said that it is still a seller's market, but homes are now selling at or even below asking price after overbidding dominated sales last year. The group said that they expect any drop in interest rates to spur the market even further. Leaf collection began in the city of La Crosse this week and will continue through November 15th. City officials said that they will move crews around the city during the first wave to catch up before doubling back before collection ends. If you need your leaves picked up, put them on the boulevard within 3 feet of the curb and don't put leaves on the street, in the gutter, over sidewalks, or near poles or hydrants. Leaves should be unbagged, uncovered, and not mixed with branches or brush. There are also 7 leaf collection sites open citywide. For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One Desperate Housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday, sunny, with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about college students getting threatening text messages about voting. We'll sort out fact from the criminally fictitious.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
It's a beautiful morning.
Look, only Sandy Williams can go from Perry Como. Well, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always,
my life brackets a lot of people.
855-752-4842. It's Friday. Sandy.
I can go from Perry Como to Eminem.
I know. Perry Como. All right. The music.
Yeah, well, part of this is just optimism, you know. Wake up, it's a bright, it's a shiny day. It's another good day.
Yeah.
And people, you know, we've gotten so wound up about this election. I think people just need to smile and have a good time. But there is something to be done, which is get out and vote.
So I want to get here before we go to the phone lines. McConnell MAGA movement is completely wrong. Outgoing Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said former President Trump has hurt the Republican Party's ability to compete and that the MAGA movement is completely wrong. I think Trump was the biggest factor in changing the Republican Party from what Ronald Reagan viewed, and he wouldn't recognize today, McConnell said, according to a new biography penned by Michael Tackett of the Associated Press. One more paragraph. These excerpts were first reported Thursday on CNN. McConnell said Trump has done a lot of damage to our party's image and our ability to compete. Trump is appealing to people who haven't been as successful as other people and providing an excuse for that these more successful people have somehow. Trump is appealing to people who haven't been as successful as other people and providing an excuse for that these more successful people have somehow cheated, and you don't deserve to think of yourself as less successful because things haven't been fair, McConnell said. Sandy, that's
some complicated thoughts.
Yes.
But there's no question that you can look at you can just look what's happened at the voting booth. During the period of Donald Trump, he wins in 2016, although loses the national numeric count. In 2018, the midterm election, the party loses. The Republican Party loses ground. The Republican Party loses the 2020 election and loses ground. Okay, and in 2022, a time when normally the out party makes up substantial ground, the Republican Party did historically poorly in the off-term election. So, you know, the Republican Party has suffered as the result of Donald Trump. This is something that Paul Ryan will point out regularly. But the fact is that Donald Trump is a movement. He's not a theoretical man. He's not a man who carries public policy on his back whatsoever. He's simply tapped into a bunch of emotions with a bunch of people and has created a populist movement that the Republican Party has married itself to. But it is not something that relates to the bases for the Republican Party, and there are plenty of Republicans who wish that the Republican Party would become something that it used to be. And I suspect that what will happen if Donald Trump loses is there might be an opportunity for the Republican Party to resurrect itself as a legitimate party rather than a cult movement. And I think there are a numbers of people, Mitt Romney, others of the Republicans, who are looking forward to the notion, not that they want to destroy the Republican Party by having it lose in this Kamala Harris election, but rather they want to resurrect the Republican Party by having it lose in the Kamala Harris election, because only then can it shed itself of this cult.
So the Republicans, the Liz Cheney's, her dad, the Charlie Sykes's and others who have decided.
Well, and people, down ticket, people, sheriffs, mayors around Wisconsin, around the country. There's many Republicans who are standing up and saying, we can't vote for this. And there's plenty of reason for them not to vote for it, because it theoretically has no relationship, really, to the Republican Party or the things that people signed up for when they signed up to become Republicans.
So let me ask you then, Sandy, it begs the question, Donald Trump loses. The Republican Party now has to sit down, get in a room, lock the door, and work this out, because is the MAGA, a representation of the Republican Party, going to be the future representation of the Republican Party, or is the other side going to finally push back? We can talk about the elected officials who are afraid to buck Donald Trump and MAGA, but I'm talking about the voters. Will the voters themselves continue to accept?
Well, I think the question is whether the MAGA movement is a movement that currently has a leader named Donald Trump, or is it a movement that because of this person named Donald Trump? And so when Donald Trump recedes from the focus, will the MAGA movement continue to have the kind of drive that it has? You know, after January 6th, in the weeks after that, we had Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker at the time, Republican House Speaker. We had Mitch McConnell, the Republican Majority Leader in the Senate, both of whom were talking about distancing themselves from Donald Trump and taking the Republican Party back from him. And he hectored them through his base. He was able to then basically orchestrate his base to again exhibit enough strength so that these people, these leaders, were hectored by them, and they were hectored because there were plenty of incumbents in the House of Representatives and in the Senate who were worried about facing primary opposition that might be ginned up against them by this MAGA movement. And so did they do this because they agreed with Donald Trump? No. They were hectored.
Self-preservation.
They were hectored into it because of the self-preservation instincts of these incumbents who did not want to face opposition. And therefore, we saw both Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell quite quickly come to heel. I'm sure they swallowed their pride. I'm sure their conversations at the dinner table across the table talking to their spouse is far different about Donald Trump than whatever they're saying publicly.
You know, Sandy, that I recall Senators Rubio and Cruz. They were speaking strongly against Donald Trump, right? They were outspoken, very outspoken about him, because he was really denigrating their families, their wives, their fathers.
Well, the window was beginning to open on the Republican Party migrating away from the MAGA movement with January 6th. But when the leadership got hectored and when the incumbents became fearful about the possibility of being primaried out of existence, and they moved back towards MAGA, they were forced to do it with enthusiasm, apparent enthusiasm, and open arms. And I'm afraid that the movement has more control over the Republican Party today than it did in 2020. But the issue for the Republican Party really is, in the long run, can they escape this movement or not? And a lot will depend on whether Donald Trump gets elected or not.
All right, let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
I am just floored by his words. McConnell is the architect of all this. He is the one that allowed this to happen. And now he's saying, oh, this is no good right now at this time. I mean, I don't believe him. I don't believe any Republicans in anything they say, from the Supreme Court, who said that, no, we're not going to touch Roe v. Wade, to Hubby and all his stuff that he says he's going to do and not do, and he's not going to – come on. But McConnell saying this is just – what a bunch of hooey.
Thank you very much for the call, Tom. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, once again, this is a great program, and it gets people to think. But I believe – this is what I believe. I believe in this country, and I believe in the people of this country. And they are going to want to save this country, because this is the most important vote that we are going to ever take in our life, and it's going to affect our children and our children's children for the future. But I do believe in my heart that the Republican Party is going to do an about face. And even though they are threatened by this MAGA movement, there are more of us than there are of them. And we need to stay strong. We need to back Harris, and we have to get the train back on the tracks. And we need to rebuild the Republican Party, help them rebuild, so that we have a two-party system. But I have faith. I just have faith in these people. We've done it time and time again from the beginning, from the birth of this country. If you read about our history, we've always had these movements. We had the Civil War. We went through a lot of turmoil. But I do believe in the American people.
Hey, Susan, so in other words, this too shall pass. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Well, I 100% agree with Tom from West Dallas. My God, for anyone to give Mitch McConnell a pass is a joke. He's the one that did the whole Supreme Court. It's just, honestly, the media absolutely sucks. They don't call Donald Trump what he is, which is a fascist. They should have been doing that from the beginning, or a convicted felon at the very least. They have just sat there, and then they say, oh, Kamala, why haven't you done this? Kamala hasn't done this plan. Are you kidding me? This is just, and going into, all I got to say is, and here's one other thing, the media. The media keeps on talking about, the Republicans are getting out in a lot of numbers and early voting. What's to say those Republicans aren't voting for Kamala Harris? A woman's right to choose is on the ballot. And I know many Republican women that are voting for their best interest, which is a woman's right to choose. But the media keeps on framing this. They keep on wanting the horse race. They keep wanting it to be so, so close. I don't buy it. All I'm going to do is keep on phone banking. I'm going to keep on working door to door, do whatever I can to make sure Kamala Harris becomes our next president and Tammy Baldwin becomes the next senator in Wisconsin. Because honestly, this is fascism, guys.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Calvin, you want to read some of those texts?
Yeah, I can do that. Steven wrote us a little poem about Donald Trump. I'll just read the first couple lines. Trump sits in a room of broken lives, haunted by schemes and cheated wives. Old and cold and mad as hell, he can sit and glare, but he cannot yell. And it goes on, and it's pretty
hey,
funny.
Finish reading that, man. Finish reading that.
Okay. He folds his arms into a shrunken pose, too old and feeble to stop the doze. He hates the judge and hates the case, and he hates the rules that keep him in place. The fat, frumpy golfer is a weak old man with weird hair and deep fake tan. He's desperate and angry and doesn't sleep well, so he rants in hell like a clanging bell.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
If Steve wrote it, kudos. And if he just read it and repeated it, kudos to that as well. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it really was. So Sandy, because this really is going to be something I asked you before. Donald Trump, let's say, doesn't go away. Oh, we're up against. All right. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's Friday. That means Sandy Williams is here, and you can join him on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Don't worry. Bobby, be happy. Bobby McFerrin. You know, this was the earliest of the beatbox. This is all his voice, every sound.
Sandy, you're pretty amazing to be beatbox. I wouldn't think that you... right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sandy, the music.
Well, this is just a happy optimism, you know, that we've gone through a lot in the last years, and so I figure it's time to brighten things up. But we got a job to do. We got to get out and vote.
So Senator Johnson is going to be joining us in the next segment. And
I mean, it's interesting, the segue, but I mean, Johnson is certainly a senator who's thrown his lot in with the MAGA Republicans. His approach to politics, I think, has changed ever since Donald Trump came to power, and it seems that he seems to curtsy to that throne.
Well, you know, Sandy, he clearly reached out to us, and his people reached out to us, and he wanted to appear on the show. And so, you know, we're not afraid of Senator Johnson.
Well, no, I mean, he's clearly acting in the role of a surrogate. He's not running for office now, so he's obviously wanting to appear on the show, I presume, to act in the role of a surrogate for people who are running for office now on the Republican side. Presumably, it's Donald Trump and Hovde.
Let's go to the phone lines. Eric from Tulsa. Hey, good morning to you, Eric. Man, you got to... Yeah, we got to hook, we got to connect, man. But go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. I would like to ask, please, if you would ask Senator Johnson if the former president lost in 2020, and that's not what I'm calling.
I've already got that on the list.
That's one of them.
Go ahead,
Earl. I can't wait to hear the answer, or the non-answer. I think come November 5th, a lot of Americans are going to be shocked when they find out who all these early Republican voters are voting for. Also, you're hearing a lot about folks talking about choosing country over party. And when your regressive callers call in, what we're hearing are examples of choosing party over country. And speaking of the word salad type stuff, if you heard those questions that Vice President Harris was getting, she was obviously, you know, they asked her to call out her personal mistakes and what she would do better. And she had to talk around those gotcha questions. And this is comparing to a guy who just yesterday was complaining about President Obama on radio shows. He doesn't even realize that we're two presidents away from President Obama. So there's no comparison. I think Van Jones had a great thing where he said that, you know, something about, I'm not a big, big fan of Van Jones, but he said something about how he's allowed to commit crimes and she's out there, you know, having to prove herself every day. And like you guys had said earlier, it's just not a fair fight right now. But that's okay. We're pushing through. We're going to canvass to the win. And no new Republicans are registering while Democrats are doing it every day. So I think the proof is in the pudding.
Hey, Eric, always good stuff, man. Thank you very much. We need to connect. Let's go to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Good morning to you, Mark. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Yeah, and ask Senator Johnson if he's ever bothered to read Section 2 of the 14th Amendment and recognizing that he violated the voting rights of every citizen in the state of Wisconsin when he participated in the fake electors plot. That because he was involved in that well before, you know, he was told, you know, trying to get those documents to the vice president. It is just disgusting that Ron Johnson hasn't been prosecuted for that yet, but he needs, his feet need to be held to the fire, I want him to be thoroughly uncomfortable during this interview.
Hey, Mark, thank you. Sandy, you want to respond to any of that?
No, I mean, I do think that the media needs to be to hold politicians' feet to the fire in terms of asking them questions that the public wants answers to, and then requiring them to answer those questions rather than simply reverting to talking points. And we'll see if we can handle that. We'll see if we can accomplish that. Senator Johnson's, this isn't his first rodeo. He's been around for a long time, and I suspect one of the things he is good at is avoiding answering questions.
Well, like most politricksters, I will say this. We certainly aren't going to make things pleasant.
Well, it's not a question of making them pleasant. I don't think it should be unpleasant for a politician to be asked a question that relates to public policy now, not personal matters, and then to answer the question that is asked, particularly to the extent that the question might relate to an important public policy that the public is interested in understanding the answer to so they can make their vote knowledgeably. And so, you know, I think that would be my intent with the senator, would be to focus on what might be important policies going forward, not backward. What does the senator answer have? What does the senator have in the way of real answers for those?
Yeah. So on the other side of, you know, this, you know, you're going to be hearing Senator Ron Johnson on the Earl Ingram Show or in Friday edition with Sandy Williams. Make sure you are there. 855-752-4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Eagle 1490 AM. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me. Plus, Jess and I will question, do voters prefer Harris's agenda, but they don't realize it? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man!
would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.